But there is a place close to Jesus that will change your life more than any other place or position you can go. And that's at the feet of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you today about being at the feet of Jesus. Talk to you about some things that will happen when we make an effort to get to the feet of Jesus. To get to the feet of Jesus is a sign of humbling ourselves. You got to humble yourself and surrender yourself and submit yourself and get at the feet of Jesus. When I was 9 years old and the doctor looked in my daddy's face and said, the little boy's going to die. He won't live the day out. Get him to the hospital. Instead, they took me to a little praying woman. Come off of a 40-day fast and somebody got me to the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody got me to the feet of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Anybody in the building ever been to the feet of Jesus? House, hallelujah. Would somebody, anybody ought to stand and just say, I've been to the feet before. I recognize those feet. I am no stranger to those feet. I have found healing at those feet before. I have found new beginnings at those feet before. I have been touched at those feet before. Is it the feet of Jesus? Burdens was lifted away. Is it the feet of Jesus? Hallelujah. I talked to a precious man the other day. Somebody attends this church facing something deadly in their life. And the physician he's with is so busy, can't even see him for over 4 weeks. Can't even get an appointment. But I want to tell you, when you have a need, Jesus is not going to never turn you away. Did anybody hear that? Hallelujah. When your heart's heavy, Jesus is never going to say, I'm sorry. The calendar's full. I'm sorry you're going to have to get an appointment 6 months down the road. I'm sorry I can't help you today. Hallelujah. His arm's not heavy. His ear's not deaf. Hallelujah. Jesus is not tired. Jesus is not weary. Jesus is not too busy to hear the cry of your heart. You just got to make an effort to get to the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah. I wish somebody cry out here, help me get to Jesus. If I can get to the feet of Jesus, I'll find strength and be refreshed and be encouraged. I don't care who gives up on me if I can get to the feet of Jesus. I don't care what storm I'm battling if I can get to the feet of Jesus. It doesn't matter how heavy your load is if you can only get to the feet of Jesus.
I'm finding myself at a loss for words. And the funny thing is, it's so last thing I need is to be heard. What you would say.
At His feet is a place of prayer. I said, at His feet is a place of prayer. At His feet, there's a place of healing. At His feet, there's a place of learning. But at His feet also is a place of prayer. There's a place where you can get at His feet in prayer, and doctor's reports will turn, and a lawyer judge report will turn. There's a place you get at His feet and you pray through, and He'll change destinies of loved ones. There's a place you get at His feet.
Finding myself in the midst you.
Doesn't matter how heavy your load is if you don't get into the leader.
Beyond the noise, all that I need is to be with you. And in the quiet, hear your voice, word of God speak. Would you pour out like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place.
Talked about it this week. It was about 7 years ago. Had my tent, Tryon, Tennessee, right out of Nashville. Had our little travel trailer there, and I was in the tent praying. And I'd prayed through, and I got up, and I was sitting on the edge of the platform, and I didn't know that Micah and his little buddy was crawled on the platform, and they were playing. Micah had a little old toy, and he really liked that toy, and they broke their toy. I guess the little buddy was afraid they might get in trouble. He said, I hear him whisper, he said, let's throw it away. Mike said, no, I like that toy. He said, let's throw it. Mike said, no. He said, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to take it to my daddy. He said, my daddy can fix anything. Man, I didn't know I was going to have to buy me duct tape, buy a new toy. If that guy had that much confidence in me, I was going to fix that thing. I wonder, God, I don't know if you can fix this or not. God, my life's a mess. I don't know if you can fix it or not. God, I don't know if you can move for me or not. How if we approach him? God, you're God. God, you hung the stars, and you made the heaven and the earth, and how you took dirt and made a man, and you let him fall asleep. You took a rib out and made a woman. God, you just do anything. Hallelujah. I wish somebody'd say that out loud. God, you can just do anything. God, you can fix anything. God, you can touch anything. We need to get back at his feet and be thankful. We need to get back at his feet and be thankful. Is anybody in the house thankful today? We need somebody to be thankful.
But to hear what you would say, word of God speak, would you pour out like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still. All that I need is to be